now time for the show. Mike Oxlong, as usual, here, and I think Cecil will tell us what's up.
This is the Haddon Bite Sized Bulletin, all the latest from in the galaxy, for those of us that are stuck out there in the rest of it.
Canon's noses set to run for Hutton Space.
Flossie in Truck Racked Rescue Drama.
Hutton Commander in deep guano after getting in a bit of a flap at a res site.
Keeping your bookie balls in the air at Beta Sculptoris.
Mobius threatens to open up.
Thargoids on the run as IDA closes in on next repair turtle.
Grafting and grafts from the hot pit.
Are this week's CGs the bee's knees, or are the goals just a big black hole?
Interstellar tinfoil salespeople Canon Interstellar and their mystery machine, the Gnosis, are plotting a course for Hutton Space in the next week. In the interests of the practical appliance of science, the boffins are breaking from Thargoid duties and heading for some speed trials of their mega drives. Mitterrand Hollow, the planet so far discovered to have the fastest orbit in the galaxy, is their destination, and the perfect location for some space speed records for a megaship in normal flight. After granting jump clearance, the Universal Cartographics Mega Drive Mega Jump and Canon Course Coordinator, known to many just as Wild Willy, made the following statement. I'll see what I can do about finding a cool orbit, but things can get a little strange around that moon. Commander Del Monte asked us for a spectacular orbit around Mitterrand Hollow. I think we've managed to come up with an elliptical orbit that the jump engine supports and should still be amusing for Canon if they want to play catch the pigeon for a couple of weeks. It took me 3 orbits to catch it with my courier. Be advised, Canon accept no responsibility for any losses whilst attempting to dock. It should also be noted it's not the first time we've broken reality attempting a jump like this in the Gnosis, so if you're on board for the jump, it could be a bumpy ride. Commander Del Monte added, we're running low on bourbon and Centauri Megagin, and the Gnosis' centrifuge is on the blink after Dr. Arkanen used it to get the sugar out of his coffee. He doesn't like sugar in his coffee. As Mitterrand Hollow is in Hutton-controlled space, we thought this was a good opportunity to have a few beverages whilst using the laws of physics to spin things really fast for us. We have tinfoil buckets for anyone that gets motion sick. We know that in space no one can hear you scream, but we will be testing the veracity of that as we look at FTL comms and the Doppler effect by putting pilots in the spin cycle as we head around the planet the moon orbits. Applications are being taken for access to the Gnosis' G-simulator. Not, as early transcripts of this announcement stated, with an added T, as that would be silly and childish and designed to make everyone titter. Alvin has decreed that the next month's monthly muggly meetup is going to be named Chase the Gnosis, where commanders will bring Hutton mugs to the orbit of Mitterrand Hollow along with plenty of gin and indie bourbon, maybe even a few prayer sticks, in the name of science with plenty of tail chasing.
If everyone in the galaxy wasn't already aware that Commander Flossie is just the single nicest pilot in the galaxy, the perfect pilot antidote to the saltier types out there, a kind of reverse greaser, one incident this week just went even further in proving it. An urgent message was sent by one of our commanders, Claire Helen, that after one particularly uneventful foray out into the black, past a few yellows, reds, blues and browns, Claire Helen had one of those moments. Where the honk scoop jump had become honk jump, then honk jump again, before finally becoming honk. Bother. The message took a while to be picked up by the fuel rats, but Commander Flossie, Mother Trucker, and Queen Rat, fuel rat that is, was on the ball, not in the ball, like her late hamster, and whirred into a frenzy of action in a speed rescue, putting her own safety on the line by taking the nearest neutron dual carriageway, a bit like a highway, but fewer lanes and no hard shoulder, straight to Claire Helen's rescue, and arriving with more than a little damage to her own ship due to the haste, Commander Flossie promptly effected a speed refueling manoeuvre and even had time to stop for a quick celeb selfie before jetting off to rescue kittens from a burning space station, help the elderly across the road, apparently a certain psycho cow had a birthday this week, and assisting Simuf with programming his VCR. Commander Claire Helen, meanwhile, has stuck a big sticker on our cockpit canopy, which has three important words on it. Honk, jump, scoop. So that in next time she isn't left with under a minute of air left when the next Hutton hero has to come calling. And perhaps she might even change the order of that.
If one's name is Sporbat and one gets into a bit of a spat, one might consider that one might get into a bit of the guano. Which is exactly what happened when the aforementioned commander attempted to do a little bounty hunting for Hutton. Unaware that Hutton's police forces frown heavily upon the odd stray shot, and that Alvin is less than impressed with casual carving up of colourful cutters amongst the ice rings, the Sporbat flat-out splat attack on passing pirates unfortunately happened before his sensors had resolved the target and put him waist-deep in the effluent this week. In efforts to avoid a double dipping in the manure via a trip to Cubicle 3, he ventured out into the void to wait out his notoriety and then sneaky his way back to a factor's arms to sweep his misdeeds into the waste bin of, "I wasn't here, Governor. It wasn't me. It was those other boys. They made me do it. This isn't fair. Oh, go on, let me off. Here's 50 quid. Needless to say, after a couple of hours of grovelling, the authorities got bored of him and let him go, before they incarcerated him on charges of taking up way too much time that could be better spent eating donuts.
If there's one group of commanders that can be relied upon to be the raciest, yes, that's raciest and not the other word, that's a bad word. Racing's fun and of course approved by everyone except Commander Nimby, who tries to catch them using a hairdryer doubling as a speed camera. It's the Buckyballers! Renowned throughout space for turning everything into a race, including scoffing breakfast, getting out of a damp wetsuit on a hot day, first one to the bar after work on a Friday, and of course, who can drive three rings around a Thargoid base in the fastest time without being attacked by scavengers, the Buckyballers decided to try a little base jumping, which involves seeing who falls fastest under gravity. Normally speaking, they would all have met their fiery doom at exactly the same time, due to the laws of physics, and declare the entire race a draw, but there was only one hiccup. There was scenery in the way, which turned it into rather less of a race and rather more of a game of SRV-based Russian roulette. We're glad to announce that whilst many SRVs were harmed in this endeavour, all the commanders managed to get home safely with only minor abrasions. We don't know who won, but in a battle with gravity, we suspect the plaudits will go to the suspension designer on the SRV, who kept many a commander safe from a compacted spine and losing their fillings on impact.
The biggest member of the biggest group of members in the galaxy, yes, the Titan that is Morbius, has given us the benefit of his experience this week with a suggestion that 50,000 people might decide that the generous dollops of salty deposits dished out by the naughty commanders in the galaxy aren't the reason that his fellows installed pilot blocking software in their ships. Indeed, he is a proponent of patented pilot permission programs, which allow commanders to issue a "fuck off, I'm busy" warning to passing pirates, which are thoroughly legally enforceable. The Pirates of the Galaxy, led by the dastardly Don Antonacci, are up in arms that anyone suggests that sneaking up on someone and nicking their stuff should be prearranged appointment only. There are concerns that pilots would take advantage of poorly qualified diary secretaries to deny that they had ever given permission or even received the request in the first place. Hutton does feel that the tall Titan himself has a few good points, mostly to do with his capacity for drink and the ability to hide behind him during a bar fight. We, of course, would welcome far more commanders to chat to, sell mugs to, shout for the mug at, wing up with, crash into, and generally engage in all things PWP with, without having to resort to special software that made everything far too lonely. For the mug.
For the third week running, Thargoids have been stonewalled at the battlefront and are being bricked out of another system. Graham MK and the rest of the Hutton Orbital Truckers Thargoid Operation Team, or Hot Tots, aided by everyone and their axe, have prevented yet more stations from falling foul of the Thargoids and their little fuckers. Eagle Eye reports that, a bit like squeezing a well-oiled and decidedly slippery balloon full of water, rather like this script, they might have got a good grip at the moment, but it's sure to bulge out somewhere else and fall off the floor with a plop if you don't pay attention. To that end, they've released the following information via our liaison officer, Atrus5060. As of this morning, Eagle Eye seems to be needing corrective lenses due to some errors and typos in its messages. Thanks to the hard work of Canon Research, they have decoded the Eagle Eye messages and found non-human source signals and wrecked megaships in Lusonda and HR 1257. Lusonda has a population of 3,206,712 and is home to Leo Orbital, a station under the control of our friends at the Tiaka Elite Altruist Bagging Cooperative. HR 1257 has a population of 8,045,940, several stations, the largest being Jacobi Platform, and is controlled by the player group Sinbad Regime. The Aegis megaship Acropolis has relocated to the T-Bagger-controlled system of Silatia to help coordinate the effort in Lusonda. The Aegis megaship Vanguard has rellocated to Ankanak, to help coordinate in the effort in 1257. This week's efforts will be to focus on defending Lusonda and HR 1257. Breaking news, we have an important notice from Commander Ninja. If you're a child of Raxler, we have a few words for you. 1. Stop pretending you don't know where it is. We know you know, and now it's annoying. Also, stop pretending you do know where it is and simply aren't telling. We don't much care how you slice your salami, but could you do it somewhere else, please? 2. You can properly foxtrot Oscar hampering the IDA and hot pot operations, even if you've got some beef with Aegis. Wait until operations are finished and then take it up with an Aegis representative. At the moment, all that's on the station is a contingent of repair nutters, experienced in Cubicle 3 operations, no less, who are attempting to glue the doohickeys back onto the Watsits and turn the U-Gym into a flip-nimslosh while not catching fire. Now, it's time for some grafts that show the grafting from the geezers and the hot pit team. Time for a little bit off the shoulder, unflattered information from our mighty Lou Snockers.
While the seasons have no effect on temperatures in the blackness of space, where you're either near to a star and hot, or far away from a star and you're at risk of being added to Cecil's gin, the coming of summer prime and the traditional heat-based lethargy appears to have made for a very steady week in hot space. That's the area that the truckers control, not the album by Queen, by the way. With almost all systems sitting comfortably in the happy zone, and the faction in a boom state, there are really only three points to make. LHS 340 is, as usual, closed to all traffic. If you're not en route to the naughty step, stay out. Otherwise, you might as well go straight to the naughty step, as that's where you'll be sent anyway. Wolf 359 does not yet have his desired election pending. Please support Union of Wolf 35 Line Labour and avoid hot missions so that Alvin's political team can do their thing unhindered. 3. Leave George's pants alone. That's the last place we wanted expansion popping up. We are in a boom state, so everything counts. Just follow the previous instructions, and apart from that, prioritise the lower influence systems and those with large populations. Outbreak is pending, so even when boom finishes, there will be profits to be made trucking meds, so fill your coffers, but do it carefully. Over in Colonia, the expansion was successful, but we landed in a system with two other player factions already established, so please avoid that system completely while the diplomatic team are establishing relations. The instructions for Colonia are simple. We're in boom, so hot missions and passengers, trade, bounty hunting and exploration data are welcome in both EL Procol Centauri and Derezo. Now, I have a suspicion that community goals have been once again opened up to the general public. Only an inkling, mind, but my darling wife Norma has details on an illegal rave. And we all know that the last time Normus Knockers went raving, someone ended up with a pair of black eyes and significant back trouble. Over to you, Mrs. Snockers.
Hello. Yes, I've got two CGs for you this week. There's Lost Chupacabras campaign. Lost Chupacabras, an independent faction based in the LFT 926 system, has announced plans for a musical event known as the Jailhouse Rock and Blues Music Festival. A spokesperson said, "Our hope is that this will be the greatest music festival this side of Sagittarius A. To quote Plato, music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." Los Chupacabras have asked for quantities of beer, tobacco, coffee and narcotics to be delivered to Meredith in the LFT 926 system and have promised to reward pilots who deliver them. Beer, tobacco and narcotics are all illegal in the system and therefore need to be sold in the black market. There have apparently been some issues reported about no black markets, similar to the lack of agents last week, but it's just a case of waiting for all the servers to be propagated. And the second CG, restoring order in TNC. Authorities in the TNC system have reported a sharp increase in the number of criminals operating in the area, attacking pilots travelling in the system, causing disruption to their trading. The autocracy of TNC has placed a kill order on all ships on its wanted list and has promised to reward pilots who deliver bounty vouchers to the Dancy Diddly Doodars port. And that's everything for me. Thanks for listening.